Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to the podcast, One Family. Not only can you listen to all the episodes of the Koi Pond, but there's other shows, you guys. The Producer's Guide. That's right. If you like my show, you're going to love The Producer's Guide. Todd Gardner and Hollywood's Elite on Podcast One. Join host and accomplished Hollywood producer Todd Gardner as he shares his thoughts and stories on the movie business and chats it up with A-list industry pals like Kevin James, Rebel Wilson, and Adam Sandler. So many more. Download The Producer's Guide on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! It's the Koi Pond. That's apple to app, everybody. Black Eyed Peas. A lot of people always ask me, who's saying that? That's my dude, Apple, man. He gave me that song for Don't Make Him Angry.
Yeah.
My first special. That's my intro song right there. That was from Apple. So, I just thought I'd tell you guys that. You won't find it online. I don't even know where you can get it. I got to talk to him and see how people can get that.
Yeah. But
that's
yeah.
one of my, I love that song.
Everybody cool loves song. That song. Yeah. Everybody's always asking. Like
just a jolt of positive energy right off the bat.
It's so cool. It's so cool to see my people, my other half, you know what I mean, my Filipino side, make it in entertainment, in American entertainment. I love that shit. You know what I mean? Apple to app from the Black Eyed Peas. You know what I mean? You got Nicole Schleisinger. Is that how you say her name?
Sure.
Nicole is it
she's
Nicole?
Filipino.
That's pretty rough. She's half. She kills it.
I've seen her a lot.
Bruno Mars is half.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Schneider is half. Tia Carrere. You know what I mean? There's a lot of us, man. Arnel Pineda for Journey.
That's right.
We got guys behind the scenes.
Takeover.
I just love it, man. I just love to see, you know, like those are our role models, you know? And it's cool because now that we have the internet, you can access that type of motivation. You know what I mean? If you're trying to get into this business or any type of field, you can go on the internet and figure out, you know, who's done it, who's in it, who are some of the successful people in the area that you want to thrive in, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can look it up.
And you can look it up, and it'll inspire you.
Like, you know? I remember how surprised you were when you said you found out Lou Diamond Phillips,
man. I swear to God, I told him to his face, man. When I was a kid, I told everybody he was Filipino. Everybody, if you can imagine, because I'm old, man. Like, imagine finding out in 1980, I think it was 87, whenever La Bamba came out.
Yeah.
If you can find out, Kalen, when La Bamba came out, I just remember finding out that he was half Filipino. You know what I mean? Because I thought he was Mexican.
He might as well have been your uncle or something. Like,
bro.
It's almost as if you knew him.
Bro, because there was no access to anything back then. It was all word of mouth. There was no Google. There was none of that. You had to find out from somebody.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out. Someone told me that he was Filipino. I think it was either my mom or something. And they were like, yeah, he's half Filipino. Bro, I told everybody.
That's so dope.
Everybody. Lou Diamond Phillips is Filipino. Then he was killing the game. He was like the hottest thing back then.
Right.
He did Young Guns. He had that one scary movie that everyone was, I forgot the name of that movie.
Bats.
What was it called?
Bats.
Was it Bats? No, yeah, was it called Bats?
So he was in Bats.
No, there was another one that was really scary that he was in, and I remember that was everybody was watching Lou Diamond Phillips, and I couldn't wait to tell everybody that he was Filipino. I was just like, yeah, he's Filipino, man. Then Tia Carrere, I was like, oh, she's Filipino. I was telling Rob Schneider, I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's cool when you find out, and you know, you find out, you know, especially for me, because I was trying to get into stand-up, and that motivated me because then I was like, oh, yeah, We can make it. It's just not white, black, and then Latinos.
Yeah.
It's every genre. Because then I started digging deeper, and I started, you know, then I found, you know, Margaret Cho, and then I found Henry Cho, and I found out that Pat Morita was a comedian as well.
Oh, that's right.
I was trying to just figure out who was doing what I did and if they made it. And I was like, oh, shit, there's so many more, man.
Yeah, that just helps you. That'll propel you to...
Yeah, man.
To get there.
Yeah, yeah, and you can do that with any... Like, you can access that information now, but it's just, like, so cool to... Now I'm really finding out who's behind the scenes. Chad Hugo with the Neptunes, you know what I mean? And God, my God, Illmind, shit, dude. There's so many guys that are like, God, half the members of the Jabberwockies. It's just like, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like Hollywood doesn't want that to be known. It's kind of crazy.
There's a guy that I wasn't aware of. I don't know if you knew who Darren Criss was. He won a Golden Globe.
Wow.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, for... The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's Filipino, huh?
Yeah.
Dope. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
Those guys are paving the way for us, man.
And he credited.
Oh, he was good.
Credits to his firecracker Filipino mother.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Of course. That's who, he looks half.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a mestizo like myself. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool. Mestizo just means half and half. That's all that means.
Yeah.
That's cool. Congratulations. But there's so many more, man. Yeah.
But as cool as it is for you to find these people, how hard was it for them when there was nobody to look at? They just had to.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Are you talking about me too?
Yeah, you too. Like you guys had to like wing it, like just I felt, believe in yourself. Enough.
I even felt even harder in my particular area because it was stand-up comedy. Because one, stand-up comedy was just a very old man kind of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Young kids weren't going to see stand-up comedy like they do now. Young kids go see it now. It's like, you want to go to the movies or you want to go to the comedy club? Like, that's an option now with kids. Whereas when I was a kid, that's something my dad did. And that's what every dad did, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go see Carlin, you know? Yeah. Like I remember my dad said he got Carlin tickets, you know? And, you know, my other friends were like, no, I don't want to go see Carlin. I remember I had to beg my friend William to go see Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
That's right.
My friend William, I was like, you want to go? I had two tickets, and I was like, let's go see Eddie. And I was like, oh, you're going to go see him? Like he didn't get it. You know what I mean? Think about it. It's 87. Like, I don't know if you can put yourselves in that time. It's hard because, you know, there was no internet. There was no we had three channels. Fox hasn't even out yet. I think Fox just came out. Yeah. I think Fox came out in 88. Something like that. You know what I mean? And even then, it was still kind of like no one was really watching it. No. It was like the bootleg network. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then...
they're the bad boys.
They were, but I was into it.
Yeah.
Like a Tracy Ullman show. Yeah. Like I remember I couldn't wait to see The Simpsons on Tracy Ullman.
Oh, yeah.
I loved In Living Color.
Married with Children.
Arsenio Hall.
Oh,
I remember when
God.
It was the Joan Rivers show.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember they were doing the whole thing where they were trying to replace Joan Rivers. With like people like I remember I was like I hope it's Arsenio Hall this week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because they were doing
a bunch of guests.
They were trying to fill it up.
Trying to fill it.
And they were just get guest spots for everybody. They when they fired Joan, they were doing guest
that's
comics
right.
were going for it. And I remember every time Arsenio Hall he killed it. I was like, oh, I hope Arsenio's back.
Went for it.
Yeah, man. Like that was our fun back then. And yeah, it was a different time, man. And I knew I wanted to be a stand up comic, but. But I had no one to like look up to or anything like that. I was just like, dude.
I wonder how many Filipino entertainers there were prior, like 1970s and earlier, that didn't claim Filipino.
Well, I knew Ernie Reyes Jr. was Filipino. I remember when I found that out.
Mm-hmm.
Went from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Surf Ninja.
And I remember seeing. Yeah, and I remember I was like, who's that kid? And then I remember my friend said he's Filipino, and I was like, oh, shit. I thought he was like the next Bruce Lee, man.
He's
like,
the best
dude,
part of that movie.
He is.
Yeah.
He's also the best part of fucking Rundown. You ever rent Rundown with The Rock and...
Sean William Scott.
Oh,
bro,
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yo, Ernie Reyes Jr. steals that movie. I don't know why he's not in more kung fu flicks, man. Or just, he's the man. He's our generation.
His dad was a stuntman, too.
Oh, his dad's the shit.
Yeah.
Ernie Reyes, there was a time where Ernie Reyes started really fighting and his dad was coaching. Like, went in the ring.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And, but I'm just saying, man, like, yo, why? I don't get it, man. Maybe we should shoot a movie.
For sure.
Right? Like, yeah, just, man. Yo, he's the shit, dude. Like, literally, like, that, he should be, like, put up there with everybody else that did it in martial arts because mm-hmm. he's got some legendary movies mm-hmm. and that motherfucker can fight choreography.
Yeah.
That dude
yeah.
sells a punch.
Yeah,
Ernie Reyes Jr. sells a punch, bro. Watch The Rundown.
Yeah,
that's got to be The Rock's best fight scene because one, it was funny, and two, it was believable.
Yeah,
it was really believable. I mean, there's some shit where he flies across, you know what I mean, where they pull him.
Yeah.
But I mean, those when he punches him in the stomach like 1,000 times, bro, you're like, yo, he was
hitting him for real.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks so good. And The Rock was selling it, dude. That was a good movie. That is one of the best Rock movie. I would just say action movie.
Yeah.
It's one. I mean, that was an all-star cast.
Yep.
It's fun.
It is fun. They should do a Rundown 2.
Yeah.
Rundown 2, and it's based on Ernie Reyes Jr. They go back and...
Prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
See his story.
And he's pissed off that these people are coming in and ripping up his land. Oh, I like that.
They call it like the run-up.
Stupid. I like that though.
Yeah, I kind of like
the run-up. The run-up starring Ernie Reyes Jr.
That was so dope.
That movie was so good.
Yeah, man.
Damn, that movie was so good. Anyways, yeah. So that's how it was back then. It was a completely different time, man. Man, and what really motivated me, I always say this, man, is when I found out Rob Schneider was half Filipino. I swear, I tell everybody, I told Rob that. I still tell him that.
Yeah.
When I heard cake? Raspberry Babinka in the theater, one, I was like, why the fuck did he say raspberry? There's no such thing. That's not even a thing. I don't understand. But I was just happy he said Babinka. Yeah. But then I was like, what the fuck did he say raspberry for?
There's raspberry on it.
It's so cool. And now I'm friends, you know, I'm really good friends with Rob. And we went to eat and I asked him, that was a question. I was like, look, Rob, like, you know, when you said Raspberry Babinka, that you don't know how much that touched my soul to be in the movie theater and hear the word Babinka. You know what I mean? Like, you put us on the map, man. That was so important for you to say that in that movie. And he goes, ah, thanks, man. And I go, why the fuck did you say raspberry? Why the fuck did you say raspberry? And he literally said that was the studio. He said the studio told me that no one would understand what Babinka was, and we got to make it. Yeah. They, you know, I tried to tell them that Babinka is a Filipino dessert, but they weren't getting it. And they go, they go, just give it some kind of a flavor or something and make it sound like a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with raspberry. He goes, I swear to God, that's what happened.
Wow.
The network made them say Raspberry Babinka.
Yeah.
So that's how it all went down.
He got Babinka in.
But he got that in.
As long as he got Babinka in, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I saw it was the bathroom scene.
Yep.
Yeah, and I remember being in that theater,
it
too.
It touched your heart, right?
Oh.
Yeah, man! You felt so cool!
Crazy.
Bro, I felt so cool.
It was like
in
a disgusting scene, too. It was just supposed to be grotesque, but they still said the word Babinka.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, it took me out of it. I was like, I was in the
euphoric
state.
He goes, I brought your favorite Raspberry Babinka. And I was like,
what?
I wanted to stop that movie. Did everyone hear that? That shit is delicious! Babinka!
Did he just say?
I was tripping, dude. And that was it. When I found out he's Filipino, it was a wrap. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can make it.
Yeah, because I found out, like, after he's been in art, I've seen probably 6 or 7 movies that he was in.
Yeah.
You know? So I knew who he was. He was already a well-established guy. And then I find out, oh, wait, what? He's Filipino?
But see, I was trying to find out who was doing stand-up. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I saw Margaret Cho, I just latched on to her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she was talking about her mom. And I was just like, oh, my God, I love this shit. And then Henry Cho, I was like, oh, my God, he's got an accent. But he's Korean or something, you know what I mean? But he's from Nashville, but whatever. He sounds like a cowboy, but that guy's fucking brilliant. And then of course, Rob Schneider. And it was just, oh, my God, dude. I was like, I can do this. I can fucking do this. So that was my inspiration. Maybe that's what you need to do, right? Look for inspiration.
It's super important, man. That's important for especially for different ethnic groups to see an example of ourselves doing something to know that we – I mean, especially for us coming up at the time we came up in where we didn't have examples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was important for us to see somebody that looked like us doing something that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Would that be the same as – And I'm only doing this because I'm trying to put it in a time frame, you know, before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the same as when you saw Denzel make it to drama TV?
Yeah, for sure.
Like ER.
Yeah.
And he was the head. Like people didn't give a fuck about anyone else on that cast but Denzel.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did black people be like, oh, shit.
Like, it's possible. because you didn't see it before then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you did it.
The only thing we saw before that was always comedy, and it was always slightly degrading. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It was Sanford and Sons, the Good
Brilliant
good
show,
times.
By the way.
No, great shows, but... They always had a kind of a ghetto slant to them.
Yeah.
As opposed to having some type of intelligence and some type of
like the Cosby Show, where people had, you know what I mean? Like this is a family that really does exist, and now finally we're on a platform where everyone can fucking see it.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's
exactly.
such thing as black doctors and black lawyers.
There's range in the black experience. It's not one thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the reason why I say ER is that's the only ER I know.
What do you mean?
That one. That's the one with Denzel.
Yeah.
That was the only one I knew.
Right.
And that's the only – I thought once he left, I thought the show was done.
Right.
That's how much of an impact he was.
But he was on that show ER?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I remember watching the George Clooney one back in the day. I didn't know that.
I don't know if George came before or after Denzel.
Probably after.
Right?
I'm sure it was after. Right?
I don't remember.
It had been after. I remember that. So I know the show was on that long.
So impactful because, like, especially in this industry, especially during that time, like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, that's why when you hear, like, our community speak out. I'm trying to. I hate generalizing because I don't want to just say Filipino specifically, but just Asians in general, you know what I mean? Just like when Crazy Rich Asians came out.
I was going to say,
it's like, but even the other one, the Facebook one with
Searching,
John man. John Cho. And you know, when you see shit like that, man, it really does uplift a community, you know what I mean? And I'm just not talking about full Asians.
Sure.
I'm talking about half Asians, anyone with Asian descent, anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We all identify with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's white, but my mom is Filipino, man. Like, yo, I know that culture. Yeah. I am Asian. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's we need that to identify with.
Yeah, you don't look white.
You don't think so?
Not really, no.
I think the older I get, the fatter my cheeks get. And it's slowly going into my eyes because I got these black frame glasses and I'm like, it looks like I'm wearing a costume.
Like I'm wondering why you're in disguise right now.
Oh, I know. No, I do. It's funny, man. But I think the older I get, the more Asian I look, I feel. It's just – but what I'm saying is like I don't know. I feel like, you know you know, especially the half-breeds. I'm speaking for the half-breeds. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when Tiger Woods was like, you know, everyone was claiming him because he was half black.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this is the 90s, Dre.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 91.
Right.
This is like 1990, 91. Like, there was no internet. There was none of that shit. I mean, there might have been, but it wasn't accessible. Was it? Was there internet? There wasn't, right?
I mean, it wasn't nearly as accessible.
The beginnings. Yeah.
It's not like what it is. Like people still saw Tiger on a commercial, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a rumor.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
There's this kid, and he's black.
Right.
And he's killing it in golf right now.
Right.
That's all that mattered.
And black people were like, finally.
Yeah.
I remember this like it was yesterday, bro. I remember that. And I remember saying to myself, I was like, yo, he's also Vietnamese, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's speaking for the Vietnamese people, too, as well. I remember that. I remember, like, yo, he's not just black.
It's like Thai or something, right?
Oh, is he Thai?
He's Thai.
I'm sorry. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. He's Asian.
Yeah. No, but see, that's what it was, because you find out he's half.
Look, even to this day, I don't even know what he is.
You find out he's half black. You're like, oh, what's the other? I'm like, it doesn't matter, but he's half black.
Yeah, back then.
But I think, like, the I won't say anger, but the frustration that the black community felt with Tiger Woods was that once he achieved his success,
yeah,
and then, you know, he had it was valid. He was like, I'm part this. That's a valid statement.
Yeah,
but most of your notoriety and fame came from because you were half black. Mm. Do you follow what I'm saying?
No.
Because you were half black in a sport that blacks didn't normally excel in.
I got you.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So there was only like two black golfers that were kind of like known.
And I don't even remember.
I don't even remember their names either.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So I think.
But there weren't any Asian golfers as well.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they were right. I'm just saying that's where the frustration came from. Mm. I think.
I remember him getting in an interview, and he was just like, you know, the guy that was interviewing was like, you know, the black community is a little upset because you're black. And he was like, well, my mommy.
Yeah, how do I reject my mom?
He goes, that's my mom.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's my mom. And yeah. I remember like, yeah, man. Like, yeah. I felt good. Like, I felt like Tiger Woods was the first for the half-breeds.
Yeah.
I feel like the half-breeds are a race.
Bro.
We are a race of people that aren't identified. I feel like, you know, like, no matter how much a half-breed accomplishes, for some reason, the community will not accept. You know what I mean? Mm. You got to be fool or nothing. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny because I'll get Filipino fans and go, oh, you're just half. And the person that says it's full Filipino but doesn't speak any Tagalog. Right.
That's me.
Right. That's Chris.
That's me.
Chris is full, and I will talk him under the fucking table.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Chris and I went to the Manila right now, this motherfucker would be lost and also abducted.
Take me around, man. Where am I?
Yeah, man. I can communicate, I can talk, I can understand, I eat, I breathe that culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for some reason, since I'm not full, they I don't know, like they're not embracing it. It's just kind of weird. It's a little weird.
It's funny because I have a different perspective also because my daughter is half Native American.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens with the Native American community is they kind of like, because it's all based on blood percentage, right?
Yeah.
On how much you are of a certain tribe.
Yeah.
And so she's not able to be enrolled in a tribe because of me. Because I fucked up her blood, right? You know what I mean?
Because she's half?
Yeah. Well, it's not because she's half, but it's a certain blood percentage.
How the fuck do they get a blood percentage?
I have no clue.
How is that even possible?
I don't know how they come up with that. They go through your lineage, basically. And they say, this person was 1/8, and then they just go all the way down.
Wow. What the fuck is that?
It's crazy.
What is that? They do that by their eyes? Well, you just look at a motherfucker, you're 32%.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
Bye.
It's crazy. But my point was is that I always make it a point to have her embrace. I mean, she does anyway, but have her embrace.
Yeah,
her,
that culture.
Her culture.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking about the Taboo hoodie. The hoodie that Taboo had with the N7 stuff.
Yeah, and you saw Taboo go crazy.
Yeah, and I bought that for her and I sent it to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was just like, this is part of who you are. Not that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
But it's part of who she is also.
But you know what's so crazy? Man, that's so cool you brought that up. Motherfucker, this is good. This is a good pod right now, man. Wow. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. And I sent you that text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're talking about an entertainer.
That's right. Yeah.
We're talking about an entertainer that's already established. He's world famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This guy plays multiple arenas. You know what I mean? This guy's, you know, they got elevator music with the Black Eyed Peas now. You know what I mean? You know, like I remember, I forgot who I heard this from, but I think it was Boyz II Men that said, you know you made it when they got an elevator version of your song.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? That's when you know you made it.
When you hear
an orchestra playing fucking I'll Make Love to You, you've just made it.
Yeah.
And that's Black Eyed Peas. You don't think the Black Eyed Peas got those songs? You know what I mean? Like and Taboo is he's part Native American. You know what I mean? And that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? For when you're a half breed like myself, you want to look and see who else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's half like me? Like, can I make it in this industry? You know what I mean? Or who can I look up to? Like I want to latch on to somebody that knows my struggle and identifies with me and eats my food.
Right.
Yeah.
And understands my language. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And someone like Taboo, who's already established at the highest level of entertainment right now, Grammy Award winning guy right here, And this motherfucker texts me at like 8 in the morning going, yo, this your niece? This your, who is this?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, that's AJ. I go, how'd you, he's like, yo, man, she's part Indian? I go, yeah. And he sends me that text of her bio from her.
It was her bio, but then.
It's a picture of her playing ball.
But there's an Indian, it's called indiansports.com.
They
posted her stuff up there.
And he saw it. He saw it.
Wow.
Because
crazy.
He saw that. Them. Yeah.
He saw that, and that fucking, that's what that shit means to us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you see, like when I saw Rob Schneider, that's why I'm trying to say, like, I know people listening and going, oh, come on, man, this is corny. No, it's not.
No.
It's not corny. It really means a lot to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For Taboo, who at this point, like, I mean, someone without a soul should be like, I don't give a fuck if there's any Indians out there.
Yeah.
But it's not like that.
Right.
Yeah. This guy's always looking for motivation and always looking for inspiration. Ooh. You know what I mean? He's always looking to see who in his community is also doing shit.
Right.
And that's bad. That's amazing.
It's huge, mm-hmm. man.
He doesn't need to do that.
It was huge. When you showed me the text, I was
tripping.
I was like, whoa.
Because that means he had to research her.
Yeah.
And that was sick.
Yeah.
And then I sent that to you. I think it was like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck Taboo was to think that I was up at 8. But he sent that to me, and I was just like, yo, man, yeah, that's my niece, man. And I go, my sister's husband's daughter. And yeah. He was like, oh, what word? He's like, yo, man, that's so sick, man. Why didn't you tell me about it? Like, he was so – you saw it.
Yeah.
I screenshot the whole text conversation. And then Dre sends me a picture of her wearing the N7 hoodie,
yeah.
Wow. Which is the native hoodie. You know what I mean? You know, that he's sponsored by Nike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sent that to him. He's like, yo, that's what? Like, his mind is blowing.
Right. But how inspirational is that, though? You're at the top of your game.
Yeah.
And you're still looking for inspiration.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're still looking for motivation.
Yes.
That says everything,
everything.
Bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And there is a breed of people out there. We are a breed. The half-breeds are real.
But
we're a race. We're a race of
something?
People.
It's not even just the half-breeds, bro. It's anybody mixed with anything, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I saw The Rock for the first time, I'm like, yo, what is that?
Yeah.
And I bought his book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to learn. I didn't even know. I was like, ooh, Samoan? What's that? I'm like reading all this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but he's also black.
But he's also black. Yeah.
His dad is black.
Right. Bro, it felt.
His mom is Samoan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's the beautiful thing about The Rock.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's like, yo, look, we're a race.
Yeah.
We're a race of people. And that should be identified. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You're only going to put them on certain pedestals when they achieve the ultimate in the industry, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to identify with The Rock. You know what I mean?
That's a great point.
But you're not going to say anything when he's doing the struggle and coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to identify with that culture at all.
Yeah.
You're not going to even recognize the other half.
Yeah.
Because what? Because he's not selling $100 million worth of fucking movie tickets or $300 million or a billion, whatever the fuck his number is, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was selling 10 movie tickets, you're not going to identify with him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't win a Masters, so we're not going to say anything?
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
When do you recognize? Because these people really do embrace both cultures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a fucking beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what America looks like now.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
I think the
what
pisses me off is that you know, I think what they want to do is just hold us to one fucking look and one image.
Yep.
Yeah.
But not only is a certain group of people trying to do that, but even within our own community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It's tradition.
It's fine.
It's holding on to tradition.
Makes no sense, Dre.
But that's what's so cool about what Taboo did. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
He is still looking
still
at people
looking.
On the come up. He's
yes.
not like, oh, look, that person
right.
made it.
Right,
he's
right,
me.
Right, right.
There's more to it than that. He's looking at people that are coming up.
Yes.
Imagine this, and this honestly kind of chokes me up a little bit. Imagine what my daughter feels going through what she's going through right now when a Taboo is tweeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, imagine, and that's what I'm talking about.
Imagine what that gives her.
Exactly. Motivation.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who else can she look up to? Aside from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Aside from that. Aside from my father being able to fucking do it.
Yeah.
But holy shit, Taboo is looking at me too?
Yeah.
Well, now I gotta do this. That's how I felt when I found out that Rob was a Filipino and he said Babinka. I'm like, yo, he just wanted to say Babinka in his goddamn movie. Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to say who he was.
That was his text message to Joe.
Yeah. And but what else is also beautiful about the Taboo thing too? That's not even in his genre.
No,
no.
He's looking at other people.
Exactly.
Period. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's strong. He could have been. He could have been watching shit on TV.
Yeah.
Some boring ass murder shit.
Yeah.
Wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
He decided to look up. That he went that far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm having this Jay-Z line is in my head where it's Successful. I think is the name of the song or whatever. It's on Blueprint 3, and he says. People don't make it from where we're from, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's ringing in my head, but I think it's because that's the feeling that you have when you feel alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have somebody else go, no, I recognize you, and I'm here, and you're good.
And you're good.
You know what I mean?
And I'm letting you know that, it's possible.
That people do make it from where we are. Just keep pushing.
Yep.
It's dope. It's dope, man.
That's all I'm saying, man. Recognize what's out there. Your culture's being represented. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter if they're half full, three quarter, an eighth.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here with that shit. The culture's being embraced. It's being promoted. You know what I mean? People are proud of that. I'm proud. I'm proud to be half Filipino. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm also proud of the fact that my mom fucking raised me. You know what I mean? We don't talk about that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? People are always quick to say, oh, you only talk about your mom. Motherfucker, do you know who I am? Find out my history, motherfucker. Help me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to disrespect my father and all, but during that time, he wasn't around.
Yeah.
They divorced. You know what I mean? He started another family. That's fine. Yeah, he didn't start another family, but, you know, he got married and moved on. And you know what I mean? He's back in my life. But what I'm saying is all I know is my Filipino side.
Yeah.
So imagine my struggle. Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my grandparents on my dad's side. I don't even call them grandma, grandpa. You know what I mean? I cried to my dad saying that. I was like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your mom. I'm sorry about your dad. Like, that's what I said to him because I had nothing.
Yeah, what else?
Yeah.
The only person I know is the people that name me Jokoy. Jokoy is a nickname that my aunt gave me for my mom's sister gave me that name. I know my Lola Tinay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know my Lola Panzo. Like, all I know is my Filipino side. And that's what I want to identify with.
Yeah.
So when I feel like the community is trying to push you away because you're only half.
Right.
Yo, go fuck yourself.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
Because you're getting it
and
on all.
And don't ever walk up to me going, oh, man, you're only half. Fuck you. I know more about our culture than you. Please test me. Please test me, man. And I'm not trying
to get
on.
Talk,
no, I'm just, it just, it's just so frustrating. And I love that you said that because I totally forgot that Taboo did that.
Yeah.
And that just shows you how important that half-breed shit is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even him, at this level, it means so much to him that he has Indian roots and he wants to find out other people.
Mm-hmm.
That he found her. I didn't post that.
Nope.
He
That's
found that
crazy.
On his own.
Yeah.
And he was so excited. Bro, yo, if you guys think I'm making this up, please look at our texts. When I text Dre at 8 in the morning or something like that, or I got it at like 8 in the morning, and then I sent it to Dre, and I was tripping. I was tripping that this guy was like, yo, you never told me this. Like, he was even kind of mad at me.
And then when you showed it to me and I was like, wait a minute. I have a picture of her with his hoodie on.
Yeah, because
and
that inspired her.
And I sent it back to you, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And they did that out of love, the fact that there's a native wearing the fucking, that he's one of the first Indians, you know, to promote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm saying
with
this
Nike,
right.
Nike.
You know what I mean? I hope I'm saying this right. I want to be politically correct when I say this. But,
we'll
Indian
sort it
or,
out later.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time that Nike is actually promoting, you know what I mean, and trying to uplift. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's one of the faces.
Mm-hmm.
The N7 brand. And it is, and that was so cool that, you know, AJ got the hoodie. Dre got that hoodie for her. And she, you know, that... That's just sick to me. That's just so cool, man.
Yeah, it is.
And it just shows just how important that is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all serious at 32 minutes into this pod. You know what I mean? I'm trying to make you guys laugh as well. But you know what I mean? I know there's other people out there that identify with me and understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating. But go look for the motivation. There's other people out there, man. You know, whatever it is, whatever career you're looking at. Doesn't have to be entertainment.
Well, I think to your point, I mean, this is still entertainment, but to your point, the next level was when I saw like Shonda Rhimes, for example. Like how many shows that she writes and produces, and I was just like, I didn't, because you don't see us doing that.
Yeah.
You know, on that side of it, on that side of the game. Because at this point, for Black America, we've seen ourselves entertain, but we haven't seen ourselves on that side yet.
Yeah.
On that side.
And now we're starting to see ourselves on that side, and that's the next level, and that's dope. That's, you know what I mean? And and starting to gain ownership of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just it's cool to see, because now you know that it's possible.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love seeing people that are ahead of their time too, man. I feel like the Black Eyed Peas were a little Will is kind of very creative with the branding of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You got every ethnicity in there, you know, for him to put his bro, you know, Apple, you know, him and Apple go way back, man. Like they're damn near brothers, man.
Yeah.
And then of course Tab and, you know, there was other guys in that crew that aren't there anymore, you know what I mean? But then Tab came in, and then of course putting Fergie in, and how her role is, you know, generally usually would be a Black female singing like that. And he got a white lady to sing like that. Yeah. And then he got a half Filipino, half Black guy.
Just changed the game.
Rap. In. You got a Latino Indian guy that is the best dancer in the crew. You know what I mean? And then you got the leader. He's a Black man.
There's
producing, rapping, freestyling, dancing. Like he was like to in his head. And remember, he was signed by Eazy-E.
That's what I was gonna say. That's the craziest part of the
whole
thing.
I want everyone to know, like. You know, these kids today, they don't even know what hip hop is. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even know the elements of hip hop. You know what I mean? The Black Eyed Peas are hip hop, bro. You know what I mean? You go from b-boying to turntables to graffiti to MCing. That's the peas, bro. And that's hip hop. You know what I mean? It's not pussy money and fucking and fucking Mercedes, motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's a culture, it's a lifestyle, it's a movement, and that's what hip-hop is. It seemed to be live. I got to teach my son that, but that's what the P's are. So you want real hip-hop, motherfuckers? That's real hip-hop. That's the soul of hip-hop. And for the P's, the way they look and how they embodied it, that hip-hop has been telling the fucking world what everyone looks like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there is no identity.
Oh,
Like, hip-hop is a culture and a lifestyle, and it's every fucking color.
It's been all-inclusive since day one, bro.
Since day one, bro.
Yeah.
Like, turntables, come on, man. Q-Bert has been killing it. Mm-hmm. To this day, you can't fuck with DJ Q-Bert on the turntables. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you got every, like, look at the B-boys, man. Like, all of them, man. The Jabberwockies. You got, you know what I mean? We got Vietnamese guys. We got Filipinos. We got Mexicans. We got Black people. We got, it doesn't matter, because when they dance, you're one color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So hip-hop has been embodying that shit, the soul, the root, since day one.
Since day one.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this, man. I just get deep with this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's why I love hip hop so much. That's why I love, you know, that DJ Q-Bert was another one, man. He was another one when I found out he was Filipino. Holy shit, bro.
Were the Scratch Pickles, they were
Invisible
were
Scratch Pickles?
Were they Filipino too?
I think, were they? I don't know. Let's look that up. I don't even know, man.
Yeah, well, I know he was Q-Bert was part of
he
that.
He was part of that too, yeah. Yeah. I saw them like in 96, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Dude.
I saw them live, and then they went on, and then E-40 was right after that.
That's so dope.
Which was so crazy.
Yeah, like, man.
Yeah.
I just love it, man. I embrace it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I embrace it. All of them. My boy Arist and Remind from Style Elements Crew, man. You know what I mean? One of the B-boys to change the game. Like, the way all these B-boys are dancing now, man, he was my roommate. I live with this cat. When I used to make B-boy shows, you know what I mean? I used to rent out high school gyms and raise money so that they could fucking win. I think my biggest prize money was $5,000 one time. This is like 1997 or some shit.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You were a B-boy in 85, 86. Yeah. I was a B-boy.
Yeah, man.
I was a B-boy in 84.
That's where it all starts from, man.
Yep. Then I almost lost my leg, but you know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's funny. It's funny to see. I don't want to disrespect anyone that latches on to the culture, because, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? But you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, well, I love it because it is inspirational. Hip-hop and And that lifestyle and that culture is it's beautiful because now it's transcending. You know what I mean? You see, you got people in Sweden loving hip hop. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's a vibe that it's easy to fall in love
exactly. with. Exactly. You know, the lifestyle, everything, the culture, the clothing, the brand, you know what I mean? The dancing.
Hip hop has been transcendent, man. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah. You know,
and that's because we come out of that culture.
Yeah.
And I think on this show, that's what we try to do is we cross a lot of lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We cross a lot of ethnic lines and it's all about just truth. You know what I mean? It's all about truth. And we have fun, but we always try to base it in truth.
Bro, you want to hear I'm sorry. Thank you for that. I love you for saying that. But let me tell you how important finding your culture and being inspired by it. Back in the day before the internet, if you wanted to see like B-boy, you had to go to Melrose and find like a B-boy videotape or some shit at like a local shoe shop. And even then it was bootleg, you know, Mr. Wiggles would put one out or, you know what I mean? Poppin' Pete would put one out or, you know what I mean? Just all the, God, man, Rocksteady Crew would put one out. You know, it was bootleg. It was VHS and you would find it and you would have to travel. You have to fly to L.A. to get it or find it in the back of a magazine and order it, you know, and send them a check or some shit.
Yeah.
And I remember Style Elements Crew, which is my boy, B-Boy Remind, the baddest B-Boy on the face of the planet. You know, he's part Indian and Filipino. And I'm telling you, he's the reason why the Style Elements Crew changed B-Boying. Like all this shit that they're doing now, this high flyers and all this acrobatic shit. Style Elements is the reason why they do that shit. And I remember that video floating. And it was battling Rocksteady Crew in the park. Okay. I don't know if it was Central Park or where it was, but it was bootleg. Like it was shot with a home video and somehow they got some type of thing to cut it up. And it was floating around, man. And everyone saw Remind go up against the whole crew. And this is on concrete. You know what I mean? We're so used to linoleum and cardboard. So imagine what I was watching. I was like, I think it was like, I can't remember, 95 or whatever, right? Or 94. I don't know the time, exact time. But anyways, I remember watching. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this kid? This kid's killing the whole crew. He's battling everybody. Everybody, right?
Yeah.
Fast forward to him becoming my roommate. Because I started doing these shows, and I remember this girl that I was working with, I was just like, yo, I'm trying to look for some B-boys, and I knew she was a dancer, and she was like, oh, my boyfriend is a B-boy Remind, and I didn't know his name at that time, and she's like, I'll tell him, you know, that you're looking for some dancer, and then I met him. I was like, holy fuck. Anyways, from then, he started doing my shows. From then, I moved into the house in L.A. with him and with Donnie, B-Boy Crumbs. And it was just crazy. But why am I going here? Anyways, back to culture and identifying. My boy D from Crooks and Castles, when he found out that my boy was Remind, like he was like, yo, you friends with Remind? Yeah. I go, yeah. He goes, yo, my crew, like my boys that I used to, you know, run with when we used to dance.
Yeah.
That's all we used to watch was that videotape. I was like, I know that videotape.
That's crazy. Right.
I go, yeah, that videotape. Yeah, man, when he took on all of Rocksteady, I was like, yeah, man. He was like, yo, we knew he was Filipino, man. We knew. We kept rewinding that shit. And we were like, yo, that dude's Filipino for sure, man. That was right there. And man, we watched that Dana. We would copy his moves and all that. That's how important that shit was.
Yeah.
That's so
there
cool.
was no internet. It was. I'm sorry. That was a long story just to get to that.
That was good.
We can cut it up. We can cut
that
shit up.
No, leave that. Leave that. That was
but
good.
It's crazy because like it. Not only did it inspire me, but then he's the reason why I started throwing B-boy events. He's the reason why I started shooting videos because I found out that he fucking shot. It was his camera, and they cut that shit up with this the splicer machine.
He did it.
He did it. He put that video up.
Yeah.
He made that shit float. It went physically viral. Not internet viral. Physically viral. You know what I mean?
Which is hard to
do. Which is crazy. Yeah. And everyone passed that tape around, man. That's history. You know what I mean? And it inspired a culture, a movement. Because you gotta watch it. You'll see what I'm talking about. When he battles those cats. Bro, I'm telling you, he's such a good damn Remind. Remind, man. B-boy Remind, man. He's to me. hands down the best B-boy. To this day, he still goes out, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's 2018. He's still battling these kids. They're doing their high-flying shit, but they can't dance. You know what I mean? Because they forgot the essence.
Yeah.
You can fly all day. Do your gymnastics, but can you still dance? And can you do it to the beat? Watch Ramon. Watch what he does. He's going to fucking destroy you.
Yeah.
He's that vibe for real.
Going to vibe for real.
Yeah.
B-Boy Crumbs, too. I don't mean to not call you out, man, but Crumbs, Style Elements, Ivan, all those cats. KML, all those cats. I don't know. I don't know where I went with this fucking pod, man. I just wanted to.
No, look, everybody's connected. Like,
yeah.
You don't even know, but everybody is connected.
I like that.
And
thank
that's how you got with Ramon. So,
yeah.
How AJ got with Taboo. Like,
exactly.
Everybody is connected. You got to find it. You got to find that connection.
Yeah, man.
And they all have a hustle. Like, it's like they didn't, like, that dude didn't, like, there was no other, he didn't see other Filipino dudes. Like, that's the Filipino dude.
Yeah.
He didn't have a tape.
Nope.
He went out there and did it himself.
Yep.
And that's what you did. Like, you had enough hustle not only to start a show, but I love that you actually filmed it because you wanted to get it out there.
I
like, you
to
can
get
buy
out there.
This tape because I know people are going to buy it and B-Boys are going to buy it because they want to know how to do these moves and stuff like that.
And I love seeing that my people were like killing the game in that particular, you know, that particular genre, you know what I mean? That I was like, okay, let's go, let's show the world, man. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is we all need that motivation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, we all need that identity. We all have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's inside us, it's in our heart. We're human, you know what I mean? We feel it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're gonna inspire people, Chris.
Hope.
You're on Podcast One Network. You got Adam Carolla. You produce Adam Carolla's show. That's fucking huge. And somewhere out there, there's a kid that's inspired right now going, holy fuck, the producer's Filipino? Seriously. And that's a beautiful thing to hold, man. That's you should fucking hold that up because you're going to motivate especially podcasts. This is a big thing now. This is a big culture now.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is huge now. And you're at the top right now. You're Adam Carolla's show. That's beautiful. And for Adam to fucking let guys like Kalen and you and go in and do that thing and you know, produce this show, man. It's cool, man. You're inspiring a lot of kids, man. You're inspiring a movement. There's people that need something like that to know that it's possible.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
It is. It is.
What I'm trying to say is you need to learn the language, motherfucker. I'm going to buy you a Rosetta Stone.
I know.
Tagalog.
Hear my family saying about me.
Oh, they're talking so much
shit. They're talking so much shit. Because they still say my name.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they talk.
That's how they talk. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so deep, you guys. Sometimes we need a pod like that.
Yeah.
I think we're okay.
Look, whether, you know, we're uplifting.
That's
We're trying to be uplifting.
Yeah, just stay inspired, man. No matter what you do, you know what I mean? No matter what type of area you're trying to go into, whatever it is that you want to do in life, man, believe me, there's people out there that look like you, talk like you, eat like you, and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So stay inspired. Find them. Stay motivated. You'll see it.
And if they're not, be that dude or woman. If not, be them. Be that person for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, bro. That's the cool thing about living here. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything. You can do anything here.
Right? That is the cool thing about this place. Uh-huh. You can do anything.
You can do anything here.
I saw a guy twirling a sign in a leotard this morning.
Oh, shit.
You can do anything.
You can do anything. And he twirled the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Master.
Master. I saw a guy play drums out of paint buckets in New York, and he was killing it.
Yeah, man.
There's another guy. I think his name's Wiz or something like that. I always watch him on Instagram. I get addicted to him because he just goes into a subway with a fucking radio and he goes, "This is the best show in New York," and just starts dancing. And he passes a hat around, and that's how he makes his money. Oh, and you know what? That's sick. Only in America. That's why when people go, "Man, I've been looking all over for a job and I can't find anything. I need help." Go fuck yourself. I know a guy in a subway right now doing cartwheels for a dollar.
Yeah.
You can do something too. I will always take care of your hustle.
Yeah.
But don't tell me your sobby story. I don't want to fucking hear it. I'm not going to reward you for your sobbiest story.
Right.
Yeah. Your saddest story. I'm not. But I will reward you when you fucking your hustle.
You can create a lane for yourself. If there isn't one there, create it.
Create it. Ooh, I like this, man. Goddamn, we got 2 minutes of just self-motivational shit. If you can breathe, you can walk. Goddamn. Let's make a shirt out of that.
Everybody's writing that down, yeah.
He's right.
We got real deep.
Believe in your dreams. Daydream. Daydreaming is a reality. What the fuck? God damn, tweet that.
That's some saying.
Say it, that was deep. If you can run, you can live. Now they're not even making sense. Yeah, yeah. If you can run, you can live. What the fuck?
All right.
That's a campaign? Thanks, Nike. You just see shoes go across the screen. If you can run, you can live. God damn, that's deep.
Wow. Inspiration.
Inspiration.
All right. I can live.
I can breathe, too.
Oh my god, dude.
You got a spoon you can eat.
Wow! Oh, that's deep. Yeah, that is deep. One time I didn't eat because I didn't have a spoon.
Right.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember starving for 3 days. I was just looking for a spoon.
Yeah.
These are deep.
I had a spoon. I didn't know what to do with it.
I didn't even know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do with that spoon either.
And a spork? Forget it. I didn't know. What the fuck? What do you do with that?
What is this? Do you eat noodles with it? Do you drink?
Oh my god.
Do you eat soup? What the fuck is a spork?
Yeah.
It's a failure, man. I hate that thing.
I hate it too, man.
It's only good for red beans and rice. That's it.
Yo, you're right.
That's the only thing.
Or mashed potatoes with thick gravy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody likes it. That's why they're all disposable.
Mm-mm. Don't cut a steak with a spork.
Yeah, you've never seen a metal spork.
No.
Nobody wants to keep
Holy shit. Are you onto something or what? I've never seen a metal spork in my life.
Mm-mm.
Nobody's going to keep that in their kitchen.
No one wants that in their fucking kitchen.
No, it's an abomination.
You ever get a spork, a plastic spork, and look at the person that gave it to you and go like this? Really? Really? I just got oatmeal, motherfucker. You want me to stab my tongue every spoonful?
It's so bad it can't even come out of the plastic.
No, it never does. Yeah. It scratches it. Yeah. It looks like aliens. Yeah.
Doesn't want out. That's protection.
That is so funny, man. That's so goddamn true. No one wants a spork.
Hell no.
No.
You know what I want, though?
What?
I want them to bring back the first window at the drive-thru. Why did they give the second guy the first window?
All
the
responsibility? Why did they put all that responsibility there?
On the first guy or the second guy?
They gave it all to the second guy. There's no more first guy a lot of times. You never see the first window. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because they had two windows, and you pay the first window, and then you go to the second window, and you get your shit, and you're gone.
And they still build the shit today with two windows.
You're right. And that first window's always fucking closed.
Always closed, man.
It's like a storage area now. You always see napkins and shit piled up there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It is, man. We need to get that first window guy back.
You know what's crazy, too, is the drive-thru line is a mile long, and you decide to go in, and then you see the car that you were behind at the window, and you still haven't gotten your fucking food on the inside.
Right.
That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I was behind that red truck.
Yeah.
And that fucker's eating already. And he even peels away with a horn. Yeah. Like he even honks his horn.
Wiping his mouth.
Fuck. I was behind that truck.
Oh my God.
I'm still waiting for my fries.
I think he got my fries.
I think you gave my fries to that truck.
No, they're not yours. Can you mind pulling over here for a second while we feed these other people real quick? And we're going to get to you in a second.
No. You're thinking about in the drive-thru line, you're in the car and they pull you to the side. No, I'm talking about when you're behind the truck and then you're like, fuck it. This is too long. And you park your car and go in.
Mm-hmm.
And then buy. And then while you're standing there, you see the truck pull up to the window. And you're like, fuck me. I was next.
Should have been behind that guy.
That could have been me.
Yeah, I could have ate and went home.
Sucker. God
damn it. Hate that shit. You know what's funny is never mind. I was going to say something that it's going to throw everything off.
What could it possibly be?
Well, Chase and I, you know, We want to stop eating fast food because it's healthier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To stop eating fast food. Uh-huh. And we can't, man.
Can't stop.
We can't. We can't, man.
Oh, I see. Because you have a cleanse in an hour.
No, that's out. Last episode. That's why. That's not out yet.
That's why you didn't.
That's why I don't talk. So can you mark that? 11-11?
just went through.
Hey, let me run the gamut here.
I got you.
What does gamut mean? I always hear it, and I don't know what
the gamut.
I think
it's like a gauntlet.
Like, I always hear someone, I ran the gamut. And I'm just like, okay, well, is that a saying? I'll say it.
I think it means a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, let me run a bunch of shit?
Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, man. So we try to stay healthy. How are you doing, Dre? Is it staying? Are you staying healthy? Are you still eating vegetables?
I just stopped eating seafood 2 weeks. Or I'm a week and a half in.
So you're done?
Yeah.
You haven't eaten any beef, chicken,
fish,
pork?
Nothing.
Not even bacon? Not one bacon?
Nope.
Not a bacon bit.
Year and a half off of bacon and red meat.
That's the hardest one.
Bacon? Bacon is delicious.
Bacon is the hardest thing to get rid of out of your diet. I really don't consider bacon meat. You know what I call bacon? Fun food.
Fun food.
It's a fun food. Like, if I decide to never eat meat again, bacon's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bacon can fall into a salad or a soup on a baked potato. Yeah, right. Fell on there. I'm good. It's just fun food. It's not really
crispy bacon, though.
Crispy.
Only crispy bacon.
Crispy. It's got to be crispy. Yeah. It's got to be crispy. Yeah. Oscar Mayer, microwavable. That shit is yummy.
Crispy.
Have you ever had Oscar Mayer microwavable?
No.
First of all, I think aliens made it.
Yeah. I've never even microwaved bacon.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You know that's how they cook it at McDonald's, right?
It's maybe all I microwavable. Have that
at yeah. You've had it. Bro, Oscar Mayer bacon. You want to hear this? This is some weird shit. You get it at the grocery store. Guess where it's section you buy it at. Guess where.
Where?
You guess. Throw one guess.
Oscar Mayer bacon. I'm going to say the Chef Boyardee section. I don't know. It's in a refrigerator.
Refrigerator. So by the eggs?
By the eggs.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. By the eggs? By the meats?
Yeah. Meat section.
You want to know?
Where?
Where is it?
Next to the potato chips.
Oh.
What?
I think aliens made it. They stack it right by the potato chips. Or they'll stack it next to the eggs, but on the floor, not even near the fridge.
Is it frozen? It's not frozen?
It's not even bro, it's not refrigerated. It's lukewarm.
So wait, when you get it home, do you put it in the fridge?
You don't have to.
Room temp bacon?
Bro, you stick it in the microwave, but then you eat it. Mm. I don't understand it either.
It's alien food.
I don't get that.
Go to your grocery store right now and ask for the Oscar Mayer microwavable bacon, and they will take you to batteries.
Oh, it's in the checkout.
They will take you to the laundry detergent. Wherever there was an empty space on the shelf, that's where microwavable bacon sits, because you can put it anywhere. It never goes bad. It's from the future. It is alien fucking food.
That makes sense, though, because I heard bacon bits are just chemicals anyway. They're not even real bacon. It's not even from a pig.
Shit.
That's what I heard.
Bacon bits are vegetarian.
Bacon bits are vegan.
Yeah.
Vegan.
They're vegan. They're just straight up chemicals. So that means that the Oscar Mayer one is bacon bits shaped like
bacon.
You think?
It has to be.
Does that mean
because you don't need
it?
Refrigerator.
You can eat it.
That means you can eat it. Yeah, you can
eat
bacon.
But here's the thing. That microwavable bacon, it tastes like bacon. It's got the little fatty part. It's crispy. I'm telling you, it is the perfect fat. Bro, I'm telling you. Go to a grocery store and ask for microwavable bacon, and they will probably take you to light bulbs or something. It's like, we just today they're over by Rain-X and windshield wipers and
Yeah. That's right over here by the lighter fluid.
Yeah, that's right here by the lighter fluid. Yeah. It's by the plates and the pots. Pots and pans. It's by pots and pans. I'm not even joking.
I
wish
crazy.
I was joking. I'm not joking.
I've never heard of
microwavable bacon, but I didn't know.
It's not refrigerated. You'll see it sitting on the floor in a stack as high as a human, like 5'8". So a little taller than you, Chris. But it's just lukewarm temperature. Like they don't even, and I always buy it because I know once you when you microwave it, it is fantastic, bro.
All right, real talk. Can I ask you a question? Yes. Dr. Hart, have you ever eaten it straight out the pack?
Hell no. Okay. What is wrong with you?
I'm just wondering.
Why'd you ask that?
I've eaten turkey bacon straight out the pack. You can
do
that.
No, you haven't.
Turkey bacon, you can. It's just all it is a turkey cold cuts. Just with bacon flavoring. I swear to God, I've eaten turkey bacon. It doesn't cook anyway. It takes forever to cook. It takes 10 years to cook. Have you ever tried to cook turkey
bacon? Guess who just got happy?
Who?
They're parasites inside his body. Parasites that live within us. You got turkey bacon parasites, bro.
All right.
That's funny, dude. I can't believe you said that publicly. I don't fry turkey bacon. I just put on bread and some cheese. It's just cold cuts.
It's just cold cuts.
The shape of bacon. You fucking weirdo.
It's turkey. You eat turkey.
I make my own.
It's turkey cold cuts.
You know what? You know what I discovered about Chase DeRusso? D-U-R-A-S.
D-U-R-S-U.
T-R-R. Dr. Russo. Oh, my God. Dr. Russo. That's your name. Dr. Russo. D-R. Now you can have your two R's that you want.
Yeah.
D-R-R-U-S-S-O.
Yeah.
And U-S-S-O, like the fucking the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Everything. People can spell it now. You're Dr. Russo. Everyone's going to be able to spell that.
You got the Navy. Everybody's in.
Parasites.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be a real doctor, bro. Man. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Don't worry about it.
Here's the thing about Chase. I took my son on tour with us in, was it Japan? And where did
Singapore.
We Singapore and all that. So he was on tour with us, right? Uh-huh. And Chase came with us. And I never seen two 15-year-olds go at it at a restaurant. I've never seen my son so happy to be with another 15-year-old.
Yeah.
But these two kids were the cutest little kids in Asia. And they ordered everything sweet. Every restaurant we went to, they got the Nutella wontons.
The Nutella gyoza.
Nutella gyoza. That's wow. Everything was just, but everything was sweet. And to the point where it was Chase telling my son to get it with him. Like, my son was trying to order ramen, and then, of course, Chase was like, you know, they got Nutella, and then my son's like, are you serious? And that was every restaurant they went to. Every restaurant we went to, Chase would find some kind of sweet, and then they would order it.
Yeah.
And I figured it out.
What is it?
You ever watch the movie Cable Guy with Jim Carrey? The beginning where the mom just sits the kid in front of the TV and then she just leaves him there for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's Chase.
Oh.
That was last kid. I did that.
That sounds right.
Chase's mom was a nurse, right?
Yeah.
And she worked long hours, single mom. Mm-hmm. And she literally just put pizza rolls in front of him.
Yeah.
And turned the TV on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why Chase knows every jingle. He knows every TV show theme song.
Yeah.
He knows every actor. He knows every plot. He knows every movie line, like the key line in every movie.
Yeah.
And that's why he only eats stuff out of a jar.
Yeah.
He knows all the snacks.
Yeah. Honey. He loves honey, peanut butter, jelly, bread. Easy things to make that that a 6-year-old can make.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing. And that's
why you're such
a sweet kid, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're a sweet kid. Man, you're always going to be my child. You're going to be my youngest. You're always going to be my youngest. And then my eldest, which is Joe, who is turning 16. He's a lot older than you now.
You listen to him.
Yeah, you listen. Tell him again, Chris.
You listen to your older brother.
Got it. And he's getting his license. He can drive you around. Because guess who doesn't have a car? My youngest, Chase. Oh, man. This is a fun pod, man. I'm sorry I took you through that journey. Sometimes we just got to, like, you know, we got to identify with things, man. Mm-hmm. Motivate yourself. Stay inspired. But also have fun doing it, man. And it's not wrong to be a kid your whole life, man. That's a good way to look at life.
It's a great thing.
Find that. Find that inner child, man.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you fuck your life up trying to be an adult.
Yeah. Right?
Look at how these kids live, man. You know what I mean? There's no race involved. There's mm-hmm. no harm involved. My son just wants to have a good time.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Wants to have a good time,
let
bro.
Let your inner child dream.
Yeah, man. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to eat that Nutella honey sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great metaphor.
Yeah, man. That's one thing you don't want to lose, man. Your childhood, man. You can still have it. Keep it. Keep that inner child happy. Keep dreaming. You know what I mean? Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Koi Pond, I love you guys. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Shaq, and now that the NBA All-Star Weekend is over, it's time for the second half of the season to get underway. It's a tight battle in both the Western and Eastern Conferences as teams are vying for playoff position. And I've been saying for months, there's only one place to get in on all the action, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account and use the promo code PODCAST1. And when you make your first deposit, you'll receive a 50% bonus. That's promo code PODCAST1. NBA excitement is heating up. Don't miss out on all the fun. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.